CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Michael Bernstam from the Hoover Institution joins to comment on the sanctions regime directed against the predator state Russia and what is fresh, what works, and what doesn't work. Michael, a very good evening to you. You tell me the big crisis for Russia this week is that their assault on food, on grain and soil and corn coming out of the Black Sea, their assault has failed. What's happened?
Well, what's happened is that the Ukrainians, with their successful military attacks on the Russian major Russian vessels, forced the entire Russian Black Sea fleet to move from the south and the west of the Black Sea to the east, to the to Russia proper. And so now the Black Sea routes, which were under Russian attacks in 2022 and 2023, are now free. And on the coastline from Ukraine to Bulgaria, Romania, and to the Straits, Ukrainian ships are now going full, loaded with Ukrainian grain, going to the world market. And so the food crisis, which was a real crisis under the threat of starvation for poor countries, especially in Africa, it is over, and it is over for military reasons, because the Russians refused in 2023, they refused to extend the oil deal of 2022. The grain deal. The grain deal was that the Russians would allow Ukrainian grain to ship, and in exchange, some of their sanctions, some of the sanctions on their banks will be lifted. And then they had new demands, blackmailing the world with starvation and famine in poor countries. Now the food crisis is over, and the grain deal is no longer necessary.
The grain deal was critical to many countries who were importing. This was a grain subsidizing. There was corn, there were all kinds of crops coming out, and they used the alternative route of the Danube, I believe, when the Black Sea Fleet was blocking them. Are they still using the Danube, or is it no longer necessary at all?
No longer necessary. The secondary crisis was with Polish farmers and other European farmers, because in addition to the Danube, there was rail shipments through Poland, and then the Polish farmers saw the cheap trucks and trains with cheap Ukrainian grain, and they blocked the roads, and there was a crisis between and conflict between Poland and Ukraine. So it's all passé now, because the Black Sea shipment is back, and we can now see the prices. So at the height of the crisis in 2023, in the summer, in the spring, the wheat was $11 a bushel on the world market. Now it is $6 a bushel, almost half as much. Corn was $8 a bushel. Now it is $4.3 a bushel. So these are affordable prices for poor countries.
Now we go to energy. The headline is exclusive. Russia struggles to collect oil payments as China, UAE, Turkey raise bank scrutiny. I believe this is part of the secondary sanctions. What does that mean? Why are they struggling to collect?
In December 2023, the President Biden and the United States Treasury imposed secondary sanctions, or threatened secondary sanctions, on all banks in the world, in all countries, including China and United Arab Emirates and Turkey and India and everyone, those that do not conform to the price caps and are trading with Russia and Russian oil above the price cap of $60 a barrel. And the banks got scared because, of course, all these banks in all these countries, including United Arab Emirates, China, India, Turkey, are more interested in dealing with Western, they have correspondent accounts with Western banks. And they receive currency, Western currency from Western banks. And so they are not so much interested in this oil trade. It's a small part of their business. Oil importers, refineries in these countries are interested, but banks are not. And so now banks are conforming to the international rules, and they process payments. It takes months and weeks for the Russians to receive their revenues for their oil, or some of the banks just closed their accounts of the Russian exporters and the Russian banks as intermediaries. And the most important is United Arab Emirates, because after the European hubs didn't process Russian oil under the sanctions, the biggest train moved to Dubai. And now the Dubai banks, the United Arab Emirates banks, are under sanctions and they don't want it. And so they stopped processing Russian revenues. And so the Russian oil export suffers.
The UAE is important. China's important. Turkey is important. You tell me that there has been since the beginning a discount on Russian oil. Does that discount continue? And do the banks acknowledge that discount?
So what happens is that the discount applies to importers. So everyone wants to buy the oil cheap, and the Russians are giving them discounts because they lost the European markets. And so they gave the huge discounts to India, China, and other Asian countries. And when sanctions started, the price cap started to work in early 2023, the discount was as high as $40 a barrel, so half. It was a 50% discount of the world price. But then when the market shifted back and saw that the Middle Eastern oil went to Europe and Russian oil instead of Middle Eastern oil went to China and India, the discounts decreased, of course. And the lowest was in the end of 2023, $13 per barrel. Now it's back up, and now in March 2024, it is $18 a barrel because the Russians are interested to sell this oil, and it is harder for them to sell oil because of the banks and because of the secondary sanctions.
There's a story about Russia needing to import gasoline from Belarus. Is that related to the drone attacks on refineries?
Oh, absolutely it is related, because the Russians used to produce, before these drone attacks, 5.3 million barrels a day of refined liquid oil products. And now it is down 7%, about 400,000 barrels a day of diesel, gasoline, and other refined products. Now, the world market doesn't suffer much because the Russians immediately increased the export of crude oil. But of course, the revenues are lower because of that. So the Russians need for their sowing season and for their harvest and for their military effort, they need more diesel. And they are buying now from Belarus. Belarus is reluctant because they could earn euros and dollars by selling to the West. Now they have to sell to Russia.
And finally, the bank profits are down. You tell me that's not significant. Did we expect that, the banks to have a bad year?
Well, the banks have a bad year because they are forced by the government to subsidize mortgages to the military and to subsidize various projects of the government. And they have problems because of the capital controls. They earned a lot from foreign exchange, from transactions with dollars and euros. Now they're losing these profits, yes.
Michael Bernstam at the Hoover Institution, watching the sanctions regime on Russians. It keeps changing each week, which is why we have to stay on the story. Right now, Michael underlines that the big story is that the famine blockade is over with, defeated by the Ukrainians. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,